Get it? The Burt Show.
It's one thing in Atlanta that is the perfect indicator of your mood right now. What is it?
It is a mood ring, and it requires you to put absolutely nothing on your body. It just requires you to get in your car. And I think a lot of women who love to run errands as much as I do are going to really relate to this, because the one thing I really appreciate about the part of town that I live in Atlanta, is I have my pick of about 15 different grocery stores, and they're not all different variations of Publix. They're like Fresh Market, yeah. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Publix, Aldi, Target, Walgreens. And I've realized that depending on the mood that I'm in, that is how I decide to choose my grocery store. Like if I'm in a bougie mood, I always find myself running to Whole Foods. If I just got that direct deposit hitting, I'm like, I'm taking myself to Whole Foods. Whereas about a week ago, I was like, you know what? I really had like a crazy weekend last time. I was out at the Beltline. I spent a crazy amount of money and I did my grocery shopping at Walgreens. So
you could do grocery shopping at Walgreens,
yeah,
all of it?
Yeah. If you're at rock bottom like I was, yeah. You can go to Walgreens, you can get your bananas, you can get your Quest chips, you can get your cereal. And
there's produce at Walgreens?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there shouldn't be. I don't know. They probably have like the crazy type of preservatives that give you cancer. Yes.
Go to the pesticide aisle.
Yeah, but I've noticed that it's not just me that's in these types of moods when I go to certain grocery stores. I've realized that when I go to the Clublix down in Buckhead, like it's not just me that's in a very specific mood, because I will only go to my local Publix if I'm feeling very responsible. If I'm coming in with a list and I have 15 things that I know I need to get. I need to get my 600 Chobani yogurts. I need to get my unpesticide organic raspberries. It's like moms, it's small children, it's families that are at Publix ready to get their grocery shopping done. However, when I went to Clublix at Buckhead, I noticed there are girls, it's me in my heels, it's the other girls wearing their pumps. They're getting a glass of wine at the little bar they have at the front of the store. And we're not there to get our yogurt. We're there to get wine. We're going to the liquor store next door and we're getting all of the snacks that we're about to binge that weekend.
I'm curious, at the Clublix, do they have like with the shopping carts, like, do they have cup holders for you to like to put your glass of wine? Because that would be really hella smart.
I can't remember because it's always in my hand.
Okay.
I've always finished it before I get to aisle 14.
Is that on Piedmont? Is that the old Disco Kroger?
Yes, it's old Disco Kroger. And then you have to think about Whole Foods versus Fresh Market, because those, while seemingly very similar, are actually wildly different. Because Whole Foods, you're bougie but responsible. Fresh Market, I haven't left my bed for days.
Okay, so what's funny about Fresh Market, I will only go to Fresh Market if I carry a basket. I will not go if I have to push a cart, because they have the brick whatever on the floor and it goes and it's my misophonia goes crazy as I'm trying to go through, get over, because Jimmy was with me and he was in the cart and we had to get over to the popsicles and he's like, Mama, it's so loud, and I'm like, I know.
I seek out that one cart that has one wheel that's all jacked up that's gonna make that sound.
Whereas the Whole Foods, they're squeaking the wheels with their organic canola oil. Yeah. They've got like safflower oil that they're oiling them up with, so you can like weasel your way down to the Whole Foods with the other Chastain Park moms. Whereas if I don't want to be seen by nobody, but I still want to feel a little fancy and have a nice meal that night, it's usually when I'm hungover, Fresh Market, there is nobody in those stores. It doesn't matter if you go at Sunday at noon or if you go at Monday at 4 p.m. That store is a wasteland.
So it won't be there very long is what you're saying.
Somehow it's still there. Somehow the Sprouts that was next to my apartment shut down within 2 months of me living here and then was empty for years. And finally we have a Trader Joe's, which brings me to my next point. Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, unlike Clublix, like Clublix, you have to be in your single girl era. If you are horny as all get out, you have to go to Trader Joe's, because that cashier will make you feel something for the first time in days. You'll just be getting there, getting your bananas, your dried apricots, your unnamed brand French vanilla yogurt, and you'll go to that cashier and that cashier will look at you and be like, hey, how's your weekend? And you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. Because they flirt with you so well. And everybody else is around my age. If you go at 6:30 p.m. on like a Thursday, it's all the hot guys that live in Buckhead. And finally, Aldi, you do have to drive a little bit far out for, but that's if you're broke, but you're not at rock bottom for Walgreens.
You're one rung from rock bottom? Is that what you're saying?
You're one rung from rock bottom.
Do you think they train those cashiers how to flirt?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I absolutely think. You know how at Chick-fil-A they treat you, or they teach their employees how to be nice and say my pleasure and to always have like good customer service? I think Trader Joe's, their training system is run by Pornhub. I think they have like the kind of Disney customer service where they tell you how to point, but they do it in a seductive way. It's like they give you those bedroom eyes and you're like, are you sure you work at Trader Joe's?
Okay, I'm not letting this go. We'll use the voice disguiser. If you're an employee at Trader Joe's or a manager, will you either call to confirm or deny that during your training, they are telling you flirt with customers? 1-855-BIRCHA. I think no way.
I've heard this. I have on TikTok.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yep. Just it's like lightly alluded to, but it's basically other people walking out being like, I go because the Trader Joe's people will flirt with me to former Trader Joe employees. Not exactly confirming it, but sort of alluding to it.
Oh, there's got to be somebody that can either confirm or deny this. 1-855-VIRCHO. Now I'm dying to know.
I feel like they might have a similar program to Publix because they make an effort at Publix. Like they kind of try, but it's so clearly less flirtatious than the people at Trader Joe's. Like at Trader Joe's, you leave feeling like you're a 10 out of 10. I'm like, I don't know what I thought I was before in these sweatpants and hoodies, but I'm a Buckhead 10. Whereas if you go to Publix, they always ask you like oddly specific questions about your food. They're like, oh, the mango Chobani yogurt, is that good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm buying it. There's 15 in my cart.
I'm curious why Kroger doesn't make the list.
I'm scared of Kroger.
What? What? What do you mean you're scared of Kroger?
You know how many times I've heard the word murder Kroger for me to go, I don't know. How do you know which one is the murder Kroger?
It was the one that was over there near the Bell Line, but no, it's not there anymore.
But the problem is every Kroger looks like it could be a murder Kroger.
Oh my God.
What are you talking? It's the only place that I shop.
The Kroger that's down the street from me, there's like the cement floors, everything is in those big cardboard boxes like they have at Costco. But
no, it's not.
Yes, it's like always in those big bins. And like the sushi looks very suspicious. I feel like they're going to give me listeria. Like maybe it's not murder Kroger. Maybe it's just like death by sushi poison.
Okay, well, I can attest because the Brookhaven Kroger is our Kroger. And in the 14 years we've lived here, yes, knock on wood, my husband has always made it there and back in one piece.
Sandy Springs Kroger here. No problems at all. Zero problems.
No, the Sandy Springs Kroger is the one I'm afraid of.
No, it's totally safe.
I always have to walk by it when Kristen wants to go to Companions. What is it? And you want it? It's beautiful in Companions, but then I feel like there's a dark cloud looming over the Sandy Springs
Kroger. You have lost your mind.
You really have lost your mind.
You can go in and get a dozen red roses or funeral flowers, according to Bert.
That's where I got them.
You can also get a nonstick pan and a glass and a bottle of wine and sushi all in one place.
It's terrifying.
You have lost it, girl. All right, gays, we want to party with you on Sunday.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Dude.
It's the Pride Parade, and we're going to be there.
Yeah, we are. As always, the Burt Show does not miss a Pride Parade. And this year, our theme is Love Island. What does that mean? Hell if I know, but that's what we're doing. We're going to have some palm trees on there and, you know, we're going to dress slutty, but not slutty. I got my Mamacita shirt. That's all I know. And so, but we will be there in rare form as we always are, waving and just, this is one of my favorite events of the year just because of the love and the acceptance and just the utter joy that's filled. It's just, it's a great event and we love being a part of it.
I learned a couple of years ago that we can do crowd work from the float, which is becoming really, really fun for me.
Crowd work?
Yeah. Like you can talk to people that are in the crowd. Yeah. You can interact with them. You can joke at them. They joke back at you. It's actually been really, really fun.
Did you do that last year?
I did.
I missed last year, so I missed that frivolity.
I sure did.
Now, this one over here, years ago, was just like, as we're moving through the parade, just letting people jump up on the float until we got to a point where I was like, this thing's going to tip. We've hit max weight capacity, and now we have become a hazard.
Yeah, it become a little bit of a legal issue.
Uh-huh. So we're not allowed to do that anymore, are we, Bert?
We're not allowed to do that this year, no.
Yeah, no, because you did that.
Are we allowed to have alcohol on the float this year?
We always do.
Well, we weren't supposed to last year.
We always do.
Okay. We had a wine float we couldn't drink. That's all going to change this year.
Get it. The Bert Show.